Harper Design and Harper Audio present The Power of Chowa, Finding Your Inner Strength Through the Japanese Concept of Balance and Harmony by Akemi Tanaka, read by June Angela. Dear listener, my name is Akemi Tanaka, and in this book, I'd like to share with you a traditional Japanese approach to finding your balance, Chowa. My name, Akemi, means bright and beautiful. Tanaka, my family name, means in the middle of the rice fields, which is fitting as I was born in rural Saitama, part of the now vanished province of Musashi, in a small country town on the outskirts of Tokyo. My family are the proud descendants of high-ranking 15th century samurai who fought alongside the warrior poet Ota Dokan, the architect of old Edo Castle, now part of the Tokyo Imperial Palace. After a traditional upbringing, I studied Western etiquette at a finishing school in Tokyo before studying at university in Saitama. It was an exceedingly busy time. I was studying English literature and training to be a teacher, and in the evenings working at a Ginza cinema in the bustling capital. There I met my first husband, a young doctor from Japanese high society. I mixed with diplomats, company presidents, and members of the imperial family. I was schooled in the art of the tea ceremony and was fascinated by the formal codes of Japan's elite circles. It was a great adventure, like My Fair Lady. I had my doubts about married life. I found myself doing all the little things that have served to keep women out of public life for generations. Cooking, cleaning, repairing clothes. I also found myself thinking how I might find the courage to change things for both me and my baby daughter. But in the end, change took me by surprise. My husband and I separated. The divorce left me a social outcast. Divorce was rare, and single-parent families were almost unheard of in 1980s Japan. I felt completely taken aback, unable to decide on a course of action or deal with this sudden reversal of fortune. At this time, I first felt an idea coming into focus. It was a way of thinking I had unconsciously practiced throughout my childhood. It involved being attentive to the balance of my own mind, what was going on with me, and the special balance of a room, what was going on with other people. It stayed with me even when I moved across the world to make a new life in England. This way of thinking, like a sword that had slept at my side but was ready when I needed to wield it, was the wisdom of Chowa. In Japanese, Chowa is usually translated simply as harmony. The Japanese characters in this word literally mean the search for balance. Chowa offers problem-solving methods that help us to balance the opposing forces life so often throws at us, at home, at work, in our education, and in our personal relationships. I started to teach others about Chowa. I gave lessons to private students in my own home, and then to larger groups, to high school and university students. I started accepting invitations to speak on television and radio. The more I taught, the more I felt that the ideas, techniques, and ways of thinking that helped me could be distilled in this concept of Chowa. I was convinced that Chowa could also help others find their balance. Chowa is not a mysterious Japanese quality. Rather, it is a philosophy, a set of practices that can change our way of thinking about ourselves and others. It's a way of thinking about the world that can be taught and learned. While learning this age-old concept requires conscious, mindful effort, Chowa can teach us practical ways to approach everyday...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?